Hi, honey. I know. You always say you can't talk while you're at the office. But that's okay. I only need you to listen anyway. No. You're going to listen to what I have to say. I don't care if you're too busy. You have time to listen to this. Yeah, I might be a little drunk. What the fuck difference does that make? You're still an asshole. And you're gonna still listen to what I have to say. Well, for starters, you should just know that I know. I mean, I know everything. Don't play dumb with me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, maybe you should ask your little slut of a secretary then. I'm sure she could jog your memory. Don't you dare try and deny it, you son of a bitch. I saw it with my own eyes. Last night, you were working late for the third time this week. I thought it might be nice to surprise you with dinner at your office. But what do I find when I get there? The entire floor is empty, all except for the half-naked brunette with my fiancé's dick in her mouth. No. You don't get to talk yet. Your only job is to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up and listen to me for once in your miserable asshole life. I don't want to hear how it happened or for how long it's been going on or how sorry you are or any other bullshit you might come up with in your lying pie hole mouth. You're just trying to keep me from telling my father and getting you fired, which I have every right to do. Don't think I don't know you. But I thought about it, and instead, we're just going to talk a bit. What am I up to? Well, let's just say I want to see how much you value your job. I know you think you don't have time for this. But just think of all the free time you'll have once my father finds out you've not only been screwing your secretary, screwing her in company time, no less, but also cheating on his little girl. I don't think he would like that very much, do you? He might even feel inclined to blacklist you from any corporate tie who might hire you. You know how Daddy has so many friends. All right, then. I'm glad you see it my way. So you just sit back and you just do that. What do I want to talk about? Well, I think I'll start by telling you about a new friend I met today. Yeah, I did. Well, this afternoon I was going to pay Daddy a visit to tell him about how hard you've been working. All about the extra hours you've been spending at the office with your secretary. But then I somehow found myself inside a bar down the street from our apartment instead. Funny, huh? Anyway, I was finishing off my second Cosmo when the bartender comes up with a third one. I thought it was just being attentive, but he said it was from the tall guy at the end of the bar. Imagine that. Little old me making a new friend at a bar. Well, I didn't want to be rude. No siree. It only seemed fair for me to join him for a little conversation. You know, just to be friendly. Well, turns out his name is Nick, and he's really nice. He was more than willing to hear about my troubles as he helped me finish my fourth Cosmo of the day. You are such a good listener, aren't you, Nick, baby? Yeah, he's here with me. We talked for a long while, and after we left the bar, Nick was kind enough to make sure I got back to the apartment okay. You know, the apartment I share with you. What a gentleman, right? And it was only courteous that I invite him in for another drink. We just polished off your bottle of 03 Latour. And that was delicious. You know, what's yours is mine, right, honey? Oh, now that's not a very nice thing to you say to your fiance. And I don't think you're allowed to say fuck you because you haven't fucked me in a long time, have you? You've been too busy sticking your dick into that company ink. What game am I playing? Why, I'm not playing any games, honey. Uh-uh, no games. Nick is just going to help me with something, is all. Well, as I already mentioned, I haven't been properly fucked in a while now. Probably as long as we've been going together, actually. And I thought he could help me change that. I mean, he just looks so good right now. His shirt is unbuttoned and open down to his belt. And he has such a nice chest, honey. Not like yours. You see, it's really hot in this apartment. Then again, it's probably my fault. Make out for long enough and things are bound to get a little steamy. And he's such a great kisser. I don't know. Guessing from the bulge of his pants, he's more than willing. Oh, yeah. And definitely able. No, I'm not drunk. Yeah, take it out. I want to see it. Huh? What's that, honey? I told you, I'm not playing any games. Oh, my God. That looks good enough to eat, baby. Huh? Is that right? You think I'm making all of this up? It would be a game then, wouldn't it? But people have fun at games, and it doesn't sound like you're having any fun. Well, then, how about we play a different game? How about charades? Yeah, charades. Here, I'll do an impression for you. Let's see if you guess what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, Nick. Well, honey, any guesses yet? No. Well, what about this then? Oh, yeah. How about now? Can you guess? I'm your secretary. Get it? Then again, I was having a little trouble fitting Nick's cock into my mouth. That's probably why you couldn't tell. I'm sure she doesn't have that problem with you. Anyway, that's not a very nice thing to say. Yeah. Wait. Hold on a second, honey. What's that, Nick? I don't know. Let me ask him. Honey, are you still there? Nick wants to know where you keep your condoms. What? I'm just trying to be safe, honey. You can't be angry about me being a responsible... Never mind, honey. What's that, honey? I'm having a hard time. Hearing you, honey. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Oh, it's been a long time since I've felt this full. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Nick, yeah. Do you hear that, honey? Huh? Do you hear what it sounds like when a woman's being fucked by a real man? Oh, God. His cock feels so fucking good inside me. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, Nick. Oh, he's filling me up so good, baby. Oh, God, yeah, Nick, please, yeah. Right there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Oh, do that again. Fuck, yeah. Harder now. It's too big, Nick. God, yeah. Do that again. Harder. Yeah. Oh, God, Nick, yeah. Pound this fucking cunt. Nick. I need you so much, Nick. I need your cock so much. I need it so bad. Okay, I keep thrust. Right there. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, Nick. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pound this fucking cunt. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, God, yeah. Pound Nick. Oh, God. Honey, are you there? I think he hung up, Nick.